Good morning. This is the Dr. Leslie Show. This is your bridge to wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. We are in the room with, this is, of course, Dr. Leslie, Leslie Wells from Charlotte, North Carolina. We got Nathan Amaral on the mic. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Dr. Leslie.
How's it going today?
Going great. I'm really excited about today's topic.
Absolutely. And if you don't remember, today's topic is, again, forgiveness.
Woo! Yes.
So we got a lot of new information coming through today. And you know what, listeners? Today we want to invite you to be a part of the show. So 704-553-1370 is the number you can call, and we would love you to call in and chat with us about your experiences with forgiveness. Or you know what, if you are running into a block about forgiving, then let's work with this as a community, you know, which is what it's all about. This is why we're connecting now, because we are meant to be not isolated and being the lone rangers by ourselves, okay? We are now able to connect with one another. We're here to help one another, to support one another, and to gain higher knowledge as with a group consciousness that's absolutely seeking for that. You know, we have been put here in mass for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? To deal with each other, right?
Right. And to give us each other reasons to find out about forgiveness.
Absolutely.
Like, and you know what? If you think about it, if the world were perfect in your eyes and everything always went your way, how boring would that be?
That'd be very boring.
Yeah, there was a television show on that. You know what? I remember this. It was like One Step Beyond back in the night. This would be before your time, Nathan. I'm telling my age here. Back in the, let's say this was probably in the 70s when they played the Alfred Hitchcock shows, right? And this man in this other dimension, his reality is that everything he wants happens.
Wow.
So he goes to play pool and he shoots and the cue ball hits the balls and every ball goes into every pocket all at once, you know, and then these beautiful women come in and they all just automatically want him to be their man,
right.
You know, and he becomes, after a while, you know, it's like the devil steps up and says, this is hell,
right? Yeah, exactly.
He was like being tortured.
That must be so boring though.
Well,
after a while,
because you know what, we thrive on challenge and growth.
Absolutely. Progression.
We absolutely. Mm-hmm. We thrive on challenge and growth. Mm-hmm. So, folks, you know, this is really a big part of the message about forgiveness. Mm. Forgiveness. Because we've come into a realm by consent, I'll say, right? The divine hand set it up to where we would come in as souls to have a journey in this earth plane with what we call polarity consciousness. You know what? All a part of that whole is the light side and the dark side, the good and the bad, the happy emotion.
The yin and the yang.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm. The yin and yang. Mm-hmm. And the day and the night. Yeah. The sun doesn't shine all the time.
Right.
And it creates the balance of the planet that we even have the light and the darkness.
Absolutely.
And the tides that move with the moon and so on. But as we come into this realm and we experience the challenges of this whole smorgasbord of adventures that are available in this free will zone on this planet, we necessarily bring into our lives things that we don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And can I just say, how do we know what we want unless we learn what we don't want?
Right.
You know, it actually, when we hit up against what we don't like in life, it creates in us clarity on what we do like.
That's
or
right.
It at least pushes us in that direction. It helps clarify. Do you know, I find that most people don't know what they want.
Oh, I think that's absolutely. I think that's one of the biggest things why some people are confused. Maybe they're in the wrong job. They don't know what, you know, they don't know what direction they're really going in, and they just kind of just pass through life.
Mm.
The more clarity you have, the better it is. The way you can make better decisions and avoid distractions.
Well, oh gosh, I'm glad you said that.
Right.
Scatter.
Squirrel. Like in that movie Up, you know, whenever he sees a squirrel, he's always distracted because he doesn't know what his end goal is.
Uh-huh.
And when you have that clarity of the end goal, it just, you can say no. You can actually say no to some of those other disguised opportunities.
Oh, mm-hmm. I gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotcha. So, okay. So, speaking of clarity, I'm going to say that forgiveness is key to the path of focus. If we're holding unforgiveness and resentment in our being, we are never able to be fully focused and clear on what's next and what we want to move into.
Absolutely.
Because it's background noise.
Right, that's right.
It's background noise.
Yeah.
It causes scatter. It also causes noise in our thoughts about what's happening now. We get, you know what? We have false beliefs that we hold due to unforgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
know, we kind of set up stories to ourselves that say, men always betray me, right? Or when we come into a place of forgiving, of actually focusing our attention and intention into that which we didn't like, that which caused offense to us by another person or by life itself, and we step into the process of forgiving, of allowing unconditional love to be there, and we release that harbored energy of resent or of blame that we've been holding within us, you know, that we free ourselves, we expand ourselves, or we expand our capacity to love, we expand our capacity to be with a broader range of circumstances in life, because the more you forgive, you know what, the easier it is to forgive.
Absolutely.
The easier, and to forgive ourselves as well.
Mm-hmm.
But when we do that, we take some of that load off and allow ourselves to progress forward in a more focused and pure-minded way.
Right.
Yep. So certainly forgiveness does, it cleans up the past, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it also sets the tone for a new relationship. Like when you meet someone new, there's always a strategy I've always used with meeting new people and new relationships, because sometimes people, you know, don't want to get hurt, or, you know, they're skeptical about others. Have you ever experienced this before where, you know, you're in a relationship with someone, friend, family member, relative, and you, they asked you for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that's happened to you before. Someone's asked you for forgiveness. One strategy that I've always used is, I always use this line. I said, I accept your apology. I forgave you when I met you.
Oh.
Yeah. I forgave you when I met you. And they're like, huh? I said, yeah. I forgave you when I met you, because I know, because in every relationship that you build in life, there's going to be, the closer you get, the more, you know, hurdles and challenges is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think you're bound to get hurt at some point in life with a relationship. It's just a matter of time, and the closer you get to that person, you're going to have, you know, some arguments or, you know, non-agreements, but it's important to forgive in advance because you know it's probably going to happen.
Wow. That is so awesome.
So
I haven't thought of that.
I know. I've used that over the course of time, and I've always gotten the response of, what are you talking about? You forgive me when you met me. I said, yeah, I forgave you when I met you, because if the relationship continues, then you know something's bound to happen. So you just forgive in advance.
That's so awesome.
Mm.
That's beautiful. Mm. So, and for those of us who didn't actually forgive in advance and we're actually looking back to 15 years ago going, can I really forgive that thing that I've been hanging on to?
Right.
There are steps, there are tools, there are ways that we can access those harbored issues and actually bring clearance and forgiveness now. And one of them we brought up a bit last week.
Yeah, that was the thing you do. That is so powerful.
Yeah.
I want to share
InnerQuest.
That.
Mm-hmm. Okay, InnerQuest. And which is also, it's based on a process that was developed by Brandon Bays called The Journey.
Okay.
Okay. And I do facilitate that, The Journey, here in Charlotte and remotely. I've even worked with people
Over the phone?
Over the phone
on
Skype.
Oh,
and on
awesome.
Skype.
Yeah. Awesome.
It's a guided meditative process. But the amazing thing is that you are taken through several realms of forgiveness.
Mm.
And it's not just, well, first of all, we go into the subconscious mind.
Okay.
We actually go into a kind of a meditative, it's not hypnosis, but it really helps you go into accessing the subconscious.
Right.
And the subconscious mind is holding often wounds that we're not consciously aware of.
Right.
Okay, sometimes we've even blocked it out of our memory.
Mm.
And when that happens, we can be living the penalties of what we've got going on without even knowing what it is.
Right. Because it's from the past, right?
Yeah. And sometimes, like I said, sometimes we can block it out of our minds. It could be something that happened when you were 4 years old or younger that you don't even have in your consciousness, and you don't know why you always feel that way when that uncle walks in the room or whatever. And don't forget that it's all about perceptions.
Mm.
It's all about perceptions. I heard a story once of a person who, when they went through this process, they came up with a memory from when they were an infant, and they were a twin. Okay, so the twin, the mother is actually nursing both twins at once.
Oh, wow.
And the twin, one twin, looks over at the other, and the mother is repositioning. The mother is repositioning the head of the other twin to get that twin to where she can access her mother's milk,
yeah.
Right? So she's moving her face around. This other twin that sees that, there's a little struggle for a moment.
Yeah.
This other twin perceives that their mother's trying to kill their twin.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, see, can you imagine? Like, wow. For a second, that baby might have this look on its face. The mother's, like, pushing her face around. It looks
right.
She's trying to suffocate her.
Right.
Right? And this infant took on, you know, kind of a horrific perception that was held in the subconscious until it was brought forward like this through this really amazing process,
know?
And it's just an imaginary journey.
Yeah.
You know, you walk down some stairs, you go through the golden door,
absolutely.
You get into the spaceship and land somewhere, you know, ends
absolutely.
Up with a campfire conversation.
Absolutely.
And your subconscious mind guides it as to what the memory is and who's present in the process that needs to be connected with. It opens up for the conversation that never happened
absolutely.
That needs to be.
And you know what? My experience over the past 8 years since I've been doing these journeys are very, very powerful. So for all the listeners, I highly recommend them do that. You practice that and you help people with that. I highly recommend they get in touch with you for that. It's powerful. It's life-changing.
So you've experienced it yourself?
I've done it. I've done it a few different ways too. Over the years I've worked with different practitioners that have done it different ways. Some has been in an elevator, some has been in a movie theater.
All right.
So some have been downstairs. It's so powerful. So I'm a living proof that it works. So
awesome. So if you just to put a little plug in here, if you feel prompted to access that which is there for you, to get into what your blocks are that you might know about or not know about, to access that forgiveness, then feel free to give me a call. The number is 980-202-1055. That's 980-202-1055. And I work with, I've got clients in Europe, in France, and in Australia, and here in the United States.
Awesome.
So know that we can work. We'll figure out the time zone. We can work from wherever you are if you want to do that. Now, bringing more to the conversation about forgiveness, we have our expert on sound, Jill Mattson, on the line. Jill, welcome today. Thank you for bringing more to the conversation about forgiveness.
Thank you, Leslie. It's always such fun to come here and share.
Great to have you. Now, Jill, you actually, we had a little bit of a pre-show conversation through email, and you brought up some things that just floored me. I just loved your breaking down of the word forgive.
Mm.
Can you share your thoughts on that with the group?
Sure. I was, just for fun, looked up like four, F-O-R-E, for the word forgiveness. And for meaning being in the front of. So forgive is like, it's meaning the beginning of giving. And when I sat down and thought about it, I thought, you know, we tend to think that forgiveness is like a gift we give someone else. It's not. If someone else has wronged us or something, that's almost immaterial about forgiveness. Forgiveness is about us letting go of our own negative energy that we're holding. It's opening the gates to let go of our own pain. Mm. And then I thought, in contrast, that gratitude, it opens up the gates as well. But gratitude opens up the gates to receive positive energy. But back to the meaning of the word forgiveness, the beginning of giving, we need to take the trash out of our own emotional crap, hidden, and that which we are conscious of, before we can start to receive the good blessings. And I learned that in creating the flower music, the music of catharsis and of building positive emotions. I spent a year in a nursing home, and people who were not heavily medicated, independent, so to speak, were like frozen and did not speak. And we played sorrowful, painful, feel sorry for yourself music, which I'm great at doing on the violin, I might say. So anyway, we get done feeling sorry for ourselves for six months, and finally the people started to think, I mean to talk. And at first they talked to me, and shortly thereafter they began talking to one another. And it's this idea that through the right brain, where you have no conscious thoughts, like you're not thinking about my mother did this or so-and-so dumped me, none of those thoughts, you can just go right into feeling frightened or alone or scared or whatever is lurking in your body someplace, and you feel that with the intention to release it, and that's part of these flower symphonies. And then once you release it, it's like you turn into the positive manifestation of the same energy, like impatience to patience, or fear to fearlessness, and so forth.
Mm.
And so again, thinking about forgiveness, it's all about you. Doesn't matter whether someone else deserves it. It's a gift of you opening up your own gates to let go of your own crap.
Mm. Now, you wrote a poem, Jill, that brought tears to my eyes when I read it. That was, do you mind sharing your own personal story that was around that?
Sure. The poem is part of a song. It's called Faded Roses, and it's on my Paint Your Soul CD, which has embedded different frequency patterns to take up your whole body, mind, soul unit. It elevates your consciousness.
Oh, okay. It raises your frequency? Is that what you mean? Elevates your consciousness?
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. And so it's some words to a song called Faded Roses on that CD. And the story is about my mother, and my siblings and I always perceived our mother as mommy dearest, so to speak, and we each have some pretty horrible stories.
So let's for those that don't know about that movie, Mommy Dearest.
It was about a mother who did a lot of child abuse.
Right. Okay.
Very cruel.
Right.
And then when my mother was passing, I found her old diaries. And she kept copious notes from like age 15 to maybe 25. And I saw this beautiful young girl, so sincere and transparent, get absolutely annihilated. Her mother, through her parents, she fell in love twice, and they hid the letters because they wanted her to stay at home and take care of them. And then there was other stories too. But anyway, so she gets hurt, and then she becomes hurtful. She wasn't able to forgive them. So this song that I wrote was trying to end that cycle. It's called Faded Roses, Faded Girl, Long Forgotten Pearl. Did your best from your view, but only seen by a few. All others see your love as small, blocked from above. They remember thorns on the rose, and a new cut is born. We only see the thorns and miss the rose needing love. We become a thorn. When will we remember that the budding rose withers? When will we see past the jaggers? When will we see the rose instead of the thorn? And to me, that's all about forgiveness.
Absolutely. I got chills when you said the thorn is born. When we hold unforgiveness, we morph into that uncompassionate, closed-hearted being that we all have the potential to be, instead of the loving, compassionate, connected, open, transparent being that we also all have the potential to be. So we close ourselves down. This is how people move from victim to perpetrator.
Absolutely.
And how this chain can carry on from generation to generation to generation. Then we end up duplicating and reproducing the very thing that we resented through unforgiveness. Mm-hmm. We perpetuate it to carry on. We are being the creators of that which we detest. When we hold unforgiveness, it morphs us into the monster, in a way.
Creators and influencers.
Yeah.
Because even when we share that bitterness or that unforgiveness with others, the story is going out. You're putting it out there.
And it's kind of contagious,
yeah,
isn't it? You know, guys,
absolutely.
The positive energy is contagious, and so is negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
So we can kind of plant seeds in people's minds that bring a lack of peace on earth.
Right.
And, you know, because this show is all about planting seeds and nurturing those seeds of peace on earth to where we become joined together in our wisdom of how to move into the pure, perfect life that's available for us. And this is such a great key. Jill, thank you for sharing. I'm going to ask, Jill, if you've got a minute to hold on, we're going to take a quick break and then come back for more of the conversation about forgiveness. Don't become the thorn.
This is Judy Satori, and I want to talk to you today about some incredible new Harmony flower remedy mists that came to me quite by accident. You spray them on the back of your neck, and what they do is they support you in finding alignment with the life you would most love to create, because they help to clear all this karmic miasmic patterning that we all have and are all releasing at this time. So as you breathe in the mists, you'll find that the agitation, if you have anxiety, or the fear, if you have fear, or grief, if you have grief, these emotions, which are really unpleasant and are really only part of a release, they release. So I highly recommend them, and I found the meditation spray excellent.
To order your Creating Harmony Flower Essence Mist, go to creatingharmonyllc.com or call us on 980-202-1055. 980-202-1055 to order your own mist.
Hi, this is Nami Nesswitz, and I'm here to share with you about the spiritual attunement session I received from Dr. Leslie. I was a very needy person, and since having her assistance, I have had a huge breakthrough in my self-confidence, self-esteem, and ability to feel complete within myself. People are noticing how different I am without knowing I had done anything. I get comments from others asking, "What is different?" I smile and tell them, "Go see Dr. Leslie." I also receive guidance to my life path and clear answers to questions I had about my life from the Holy Spirit. If you are looking for clarity or a breakthrough in your life, I recommend you call Dr. Leslie for a spiritual attunement session today.
This is Dr. Leslie. If you want to release what's holding you back in life, get a deeper experience in your own spiritual walk, or to receive insights into patterns that have been occurring in your life, I can help. Consider me a phone line between you and heaven, and feel free to dial up for your God answers. Call me for your spiritual attunement session on 980-202-1055, or contact me through the website bridgeholistichealing.com. Again, that's 980-202-1055, 980-202-1055. Blessings, and walk sacred. And we're back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. We've got Jill Mattson on the line, continuing the conversation about forgiveness. And you know what? I want to put another F word right next to forgiveness, which is freedom. Forgiveness brings freedom,
yeah.
Freeing ourselves of the weight and the burden and the curse, really, that we place on our minds and lives when we hold unforgiveness, when we don't forgive. There's such freedom. And can I say that it's not just about forgiving another person. It can be about forgiving life itself, or for some in their minds to forgive God. You know, sometimes disaster or perceived disaster hits our lives, and to move forward and be all that we can be, we really need to move through the grief and then allow ourselves to find forgiveness for what's happened, whether it's a loss of your home or family. It's, you know, tragedies do happen in life, and, you know, there is a higher view to be able to see life through the eyes from a higher perspective that understand that all is in perfect order. But when we're suffering a loss within this life, sometimes it's hard to see that.
Absolutely.
And forgiving life, forgiving even our bodies for presenting illness, can be so
freeing. Thinking about it, Leslie, you know, we live in a world of duality.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you have a battery that has a positive and negative pole, you don't have to see that as good and evil. And the fact that we are in duality, a whole world that's based on positive and negative energies, it like forgiving someone or some circumstance for being negative, it's kind of like if you don't forgive them, it's like saying, I'm mad at a fish for being in water, or I can't forgive that human for breathing air. We are in a world of negativity and positive energies. It's inescapable. So to not forgive it, it's just so silly.
So our challenge is, okay, we're in this training ground.
Yeah.
You know, by consent, we came here not to be bored and have everything go our way like that man in One Step Beyond who
right.
was in hell.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
We're here to overcome challenges and grow. Do you notice that every single Walt Disney movie has, you know, the hero first goes through a struggle?
Absolutely.
There has to be an oppositional force for us to access those amazing breakthroughs in who we are.
Mm-hmm.
So as we move through those oppositions, the challenge is, what are we going to do with it? How are we going to respond? Jill, I just love the little story. This was almost like a cartoon that came to my mind when Jill was telling the story. Imagine sitting up in heaven, being bored because everything goes your way,
yeah.
and going, go on, Jill, tell us the story about what shall we go to Earth and create that would be more exciting?
I was thinking if you're in heaven, you can't give because everybody has everything.
Mm.
You can't forgive because there's nothing to forgive. You can't be courageous because there's nothing to be fearful about. You can't experience honor. You can't experience gratitude. You could experience gratitude, but a good host of the beautiful emotions that we experience are not possible without a thorn in our side, without our enemies give us these beautiful gifts.
You know, interesting that every person of God, every hero and heroine in the Bible went through major challenges.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
It's like a part of the highest path
right.
is that we overcome these obstacles.
And isn't there a scripture somewhere where it says that the angels are watching us in awe and
yeah.
wonder at how we go through these things? Because they don't know what it's like.
I know. I believe there are very many non-earthly beings
right.
that are watching on. We are being watched and supported and applauded.
Right?
It's no easy task doing this human journey,
no.
you know.
It's the hardest job out there, being a human.
We were brave souls to volunteer to come here. So go on then, Jill. I just loved hearing your story.
Okay, I was just saying that as two little angels, if you wanted to have the gift of giving and forgiveness, and courage and patience, then you would have to have someone volunteer to play the bad guy. Think of it, we're in the playground, and someone wants to be the hero. Well,
yeah.
someone has to play the bad guy, or else the hero can't be the hero.
That's right. There's nothing to be a hero about.
Yeah, and so perhaps our greatest teachers and supporters are wearing the negative mask. And if we can only take that mask off and see that little angel underneath saying, "Wahoo, you did it. Look how beautiful you became."
Oh, isn't that gorgeous? Yeah. So, and if we can see that as the mask, you know, or I find as well, this brings to mind the thought, there are indigenous groups who, when someone commits a crime or offends another, they don't punish or ostracize that being. In fact, they bring them into the center of the village or tribe, and all focus is on that person for their healing.
Wow.
Because they see that person as unwell.
Wow.
Just as sick or wounded, as opposed to bad.
Time. They would sing to them, and they would use different frequency codes like I do in my Paint Your Soul and Stardust, and they would elevate that person's consciousness. Today, even as we speak, in African tribes that are somewhat untouched by modern civilization, they give a baby a song when born. And if that person gets into crime or bad times or gets inappropriate, the village gathers around that person, and they sing their song with love, and love is a frequency as well that can be carried right on top of your song, and they sing the person into harmony.
Oh my goodness, that is such a moving story. So the village knows the song of each individual that was given to it at birth, and they sing that song to help bring that person back into alignment of who they really are.
Wow. That's powerful.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
That's awesome. So, Jill, tell us a little more. How is it that music or song can change our frequency and or process an emotion for us? How do we use that tool? Why does it work that way?
Okay, first of all, why does it work? It's science, and it's called resonance. If you have one violin over here and you play an A string and another violin over there, the energy from one sound will transfer to the other and the second violin will start to play. It can't not happen. And every emotion that you have, like if you notice, love always feels like love, or anger always feels like anger. It's like it got a universal feeling because it's a universal frequency. They knew what those frequencies were in ancient times, and we know what they are today. So you can get the frequency of any emotion. It's like playing a musical scale. And when you have a sound, it's not always one frequency. It's often a composite of frequencies, because when they're close together, they combine. Again, it's science. It happens every time. So you can get the frequency, like in my Healing Flower Symphonies, I have the frequencies of the Bach flower remedies, or the positive emotions emitted by a flower. And that's the same frequency as those positive emotions.
Mm.
So in my flower symphonies, I embed it with the frequency of the positive emotion, and then I'm just very, very creative, and I put on gorgeous music, because music makes you feel. And I like to do music. So I put the positive motion right on top of that frequency to kind of like double its potency.
Mm.
And then in the flower symphonies, I do a cathartic release, just as was I learned in that nursing home. If you play loneliness, that enables the person to resonate with it, because one vibration will make you feel the same vibration. That's why music makes us feel. And then you're now in touch with that, and all you need to do is say, "I don't want this anymore," and it'll pass out your field. In fact, you can even feel it sometimes on the flower symphonies for just a second. You can feel the sting of the negative emotion, because you can't let it go without feeling it.
Mm.
And so then you can kind of like listen to this set of symphonies and start to just, without even thinking, while you're doing the dishes or working on the computer, you can start to let go of catharsis of some of the negative stuff and start to bring in the positive stuff. And I have some free ones on my site. I have some free samples, about a half hour, of the Paint Your Soul and the Stardust, which are ancient methods of using frequencies to take your whole body, mind, soul system up. and then the flower symphonies, which is emotional catharsis and building of positive emotions, and that's at www.jillswingsoflight.com.
www.jillswingsoflight.com. That's beautiful,
right,
Jill. You know, thank you so much for bringing these gifts and allowing us to be able to access them for free. And as you're speaking about that, it brings to mind last week we talked about the website that Jill told us about that can help us find out where we're lying to ourselves. Because sometimes we tell ourselves that we have forgiven and that all is clear with that person or that event, and deep down inside, it ain't the truth. And, of course, that was Brandon Bay's story, who developed the healing process called The Journey. When she was when she discovered that she had a basketball-sized uterine tumor in her physical body. Now, she had been on a healing path herself for many years and did speaking on a large scale and helping to motivate and people assisting them with their own healing processes. She thought she'd mastered this and had already cleaned it up with her mother. And when she went deeply into her self-observation, really checking into herself out of response to finding out she had this large tumor, she came to discover that she actually deep down still had unforgiveness for the past. Not from the present self, but from her younger self. It's like, you know, we've got that inner child that lives within us. And it might be that we in our grown-up logic say, yeah, I get that, and that's okay, it's all done now. But that wounded child within us has not become complete with it. And that was how she developed this process that actually also accesses the younger wounded one and helps them come to the fore to say what needs to be said and come to a process of forgiveness. So, again, she found that she was lying to herself, and in a six-week period of going deeply into forgiveness, her body dissolved this uterine tumor. She had no more tumor. When she went back in for medical testing, it was completely gone in 6 weeks. That's how much our consciousness expresses itself through our physical body, but also how much we can be kidding ourselves about our truth and kind of hiding our own truth from ourselves. So Jill was giving us a website to go to where you can speak into it and test your own voice to see if you're speaking the truth. What was the name of that website again, Jill?
Yeah, it was nanovoice.org. And it's Sherry Edwards' work. And you would need a little outside microphone. I don't think your computer microphone works. And they're like $19 at Radio Shack, or maybe you have one or could borrow one.
Mm-hmm.
And it will take your voice, which is it's a compilation of every frequency in your body, and it breaks it out into component pitches like a rainbow, breaks out white light into a rainbow colors. And then you can see how much of each frequency you have. I've written an entire book on the sounds within your voice and how to use your voice and how to use these analyzations of what's in your voice, so you can start to use perhaps the most powerful tool you got going, your voice, your vibratory generator. And it's called Secret Sounds. It's on my website, Jill's Wings of Light. But anyway, going to Nano Voice, if you do, let's say you say, I've forgiven my mother, or some incident or some difficulty in your life, talk about it, and then look at your frequencies. And if you are missing the frequencies of A sharp and E, that's A sharp and E, then you're not telling the truth. So if you say, I've forgiven my mother, and talk about the incident, and there's no A sharp and E, you have not forgiven your mother.
Wow.
Look deeper.
The truth will be revealed, and the truth shall set you free. And what's our word that goes along with freedom today? Forgiveness. Forgiveness brings freedom. Jill, thank you so much for sharing these tools with us. We send you blessings and look forward to having you again real soon.
Okay.
And again, your website is www.jillswingsoflight.com. Is that right?
That's right.
Fabulous. We'll be there. Listeners, go on to JillsWingsOfLight.com for her free MP3s on finding and clearing that which is unforgiven. Actually, music that helps raise our own frequency and consciousness and bring us into cathartic release of some of the negative emotions and unforgiveness that we hold, to bring us on the other side of that to freedom and liberation of who we really are. Blessings, Jill. Thank you so much.
Oh, and blessings to everyone. And sweet music.
Sweet music. So we are opening up the lines, everybody. We want you to call in and share with us your stories, your questions. Did you go onto that site and find that you were lying to yourself? Come on, let us know about it. Who's on the line now? Gagan.
Oh.
Okay, we have Gagan Hunter calling in, and Gagan is going to share with us. Hi, Gagan. How's it going today?
Fantastic, fantastic. Good. I'm down here in Sunny Atlanta.
So we're carrying on with the conversation about forgiveness, Gagan. We just open up the lines for a story or sharing or questions about what's going on. You know, we're talking about just now, we've been talking about how sometimes we can lie to ourselves and think that we are not holding forgiveness when actually we are. And Gagan, I know that you have got a powerful story and conversation for the African American population in particular, but that affects us all.
Yes.
And how many people do you think might be standing and listening to what you have to say going, nah, that doesn't apply to me, and might be not denying their truth?
I think there's a lot of people that might be in denial about their truth.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. One of the things that I just like to say good morning to the listening audience in Charlotte, and I want to tell them about a book before I get into my commentary. There's a book out by called Post-Traumatic Slave Syndrome, and it's by a doctor, Dr. Joy DeGruy, and that is spelled J-O-Y, beautiful name, Joy, D-E, capital G. R-U-Y. And as I've been reading her book, and I had the pleasure of meeting her a couple weeks ago, actually in Charlotte, and talking a little bit about what we were talking about last week in terms of healing the post-traumatic slave syndrome that has been with us for centuries. And one of the things that I had been thinking about this morning was anger. And Lord knows that many African Americans are angry. Many of us are angry.
And many non-African Americans are angry too.
Sure.
many human beings are angry.
I got a story about anger.
Everybody's angry.
Yeah.
Specifically about this post-traumatic slave syndrome. And we have a right to be angry.
Yeah, yeah.
But how to transform this anger into a positive energy.
Mm.
And the very first step is awareness and forgiveness.
Mm.
And it may be, you may start with the forgiving of yourself for holding such destructive energy. And oftentimes you're not aware of this destructive energy and how it shows up in your life in every circumstance. And oftentimes it colors how you see the world, how you perceive the world. And I go back to a personal story, because you got to take it back to a personal, on a personal level. I can remember the anger that I felt years ago about my own father for the physical abuse that he had perpetrated upon me.
Mm-hmm.
And I can relate this to generations of physical abuse that many of our ancestors have experienced. But one day I realized that anger that I was holding in about what had happened to me against my father was actually hurting me more than it was hurting him.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was suffering in silence about it. Because oftentimes you are the child or you're the victim. Of course, we know there is no victims out there, but you're in a position where you're not able to do anything about it at the time that it happened, and you internalize that.
Right.
So as I began to forgive, a whole beautiful world opened up.
Mm.
My relationship with my father totally transformed, and it was a step-by-step process, but the first thing was the awareness. And I went through the many stages of anger. I confronted him about his behavior. And, of course, I did not get the satisfactory answer that I was looking for. And that was okay. But the fact that I had spoke up for myself, because oftentimes when a person is has been abused, their self-esteem is crushed. So they don't value themselves. So the first thing in that, once I became in that forgiveness, was to begin to build my self-esteem. And to begin to build your self-esteem, first you have to, you need to let it go. And I know that is a process, but forgiveness is such a powerful tool.
Wow.
It is the only way in which it will free yourself and free us so that we can realize that we are all one.
Absolutely.
We come from the same source. There is no, there is the construct of race is actually a false construct.
Mm.
We have now proven that genetically that we are 99% the same.
Mm-hmm.
The same.
Mm-hmm.
And so that by understanding that I am your brother, I am your sister, we are all one, begins to free up that energy so that we can begin to pull in other positive energies. And as we had talked about in the previous shows, we know that when you're in a state of anger, your body is also in a state of fight or flight. And the cortisol levels begin to increase.
So we start self-destructing.
It begins to self-destruct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
wow.
By finding that forgiveness, that power of forgiveness, and it may just be something very simple. I give a very simple exercise of what I do. I go within myself in a meditation, and I imagine myself as a small child. And that small child is my subconscious mind. And the conscious mind is me as the adult. And I speak to that child. And I tell that child, one, I am sorry for what has happened in the past. Please forgive me. Because if I would have known better, I would have done better. I love you. And thank you. Thank you for allowing me to love you. Thank the universe for this experience, because in every adversity there's a seed of equivalent or greater benefit.
Wow.
And so that is the process that I use, and to go within. And you can visualize it. You can visualize yourself as the divine mother, and this small child is yourself, and you forgive yourself. You forgive that child. You tell that child you're sorry that you could not protect it. But you love that child. And you begin to encourage that child. And so those are the things that some of the tools that I use to begin to tap into the forgiveness piece. And oftentimes, you know, we may cry many tears as we go through this process.
That but needs that to be cried, yeah.
And that
get
is
it out.
Think process. We have to let it out, to let it go, because energy is neither created nor destroyed. It's simply transferred. So we need to transfer the energy of anger, of grief, of sadness, of depression. We need to transfer it into joy, into happiness, into positive self-esteem, into building things, to build up our society, into supporting each other and not being in a competitive situation all the time. And you can see the situation being played out right now in our country as the Congress is in a state of confusion and anger. And now the whole country is being, the federal government is being held hostage.
And don't we do that?
Yeah.
Don't we do that in our own lives? Often we'll hold a part of ourselves or someone else hostage as well. Gagan, can you hold for just a minute? We've got a caller on the line that we want to let come in and share their story or questions as well.
Fabulous.
This is a beautiful process you're talking about. It does remind me of that journey process. But just beautiful, beautiful. Moving from self-destruct to life. Okay, let's bring our caller on. Hi,
hey,
caller.
How are you?
Welcome. Who's this?
This is Bruno.
Hi, Bruno. So how's it going today, Bruno? What's your thoughts on forgiveness, or do you have an experience to share with us?
Sure. Well, first I'd like to say that I listen. I love the show. Absolutely love the energy of the show.
Oh, great.
Thanks, Bruno.
So my question is, I own a web design and marketing company, and when I first started, there were a ton of people who told me I wouldn't be successful, some of them being my close relationships. Now that I'm gaining success, it's hard to look back and forgive those who didn't believe in me. So what do you recommend I do so that I can ultimately grow a better relationship with them? Or should I even create a relationship with them again?
Good question. Okay, so Bruno, what I would ask first is, from where do you think those people's doubt came from? Like, if you were to look at someone else and say, imagine being them for a minute. If you're looking at someone else and say, oh, come on, you're never going to achieve that. Where do you think that comes from?
It could be from their own failures. But then again, you know, I think back to who I am, and even if I've failed in a certain area of my life, I would never proclaim that upon somebody else.
Okay.
So like,
what benefit do you think they perceive?
Low in their core values?
What benefit do you think they perceive by projecting that onto somebody else?
Well, not a good one.
Wow.
Not a good one.
Right. So I would say that if I were in that wounded state of lack of belief in my own possibilities, then it would make it easier for me to be comfortable in that, to look at someone else and say, nah, that's not going to work for you either. Okay? Can you see that it kind of causes us to have, it supports an avoidance strategy for ourselves being, when we are unwilling to believe and step forward in life and take a risk, all right? And take and try and get out there and have a vision and pursue that vision. When we're too afraid to do that, and when we've taken on board a belief system that says it's not possible, then we will try to reinforce that belief system every time we can, because you know what? That's what humans are doing all the time. They're always looking for evidence to support that which they believe.
That's right.
And they will argue with you about what the truth of life is. And they would be holding some sort of false belief that says success doesn't happen for me and those around me. You have to be born into such and so to be successful. Or you have to be, you know, magically granted. Or you have
part
to
of
be
a certain percentage, right?
Or you have to have like a certain color skin.
Right.
Or come from a certain neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Or come from a certain culture.
Right.
To be able to have that kind of success. But understand that, hey, buddy, you're like me. We're pals. We're from the same world enough to where we know each other and we hang out a bit. So understand this is how life is. So this is a person who's lost in their own false beliefs, their limiting beliefs, trying to support that which they believe by what they're speaking and what they're observing in the world. They'll be gathering information going, see that person over there that failed? That's what I told you about, right? They'll be gathering information to support that belief because that is what makes us feel safe in the world. Like we have a handle on how the world works and this is how it is, So I've got all my safeguards up to protect myself and keep myself safe in this world of failure and just be happy with the status quo, because there's no point in trying to get out of that because it doesn't work.
And I know a lot of people go through this. Should he go back? Should he go back and ask for forgiveness? What do you think, Dr. Leslie? Should he go back to those people that have said you can't, they disbelieved in him? What should be his approach to go back?
Okay, so, but Bruno, you know what? This isn't about you asking them for forgiveness. This is about you forgiving them. Okay, this is about you having compassion to see the wounded person who's holding false and limiting beliefs that holds themselves back, and say, I forgive you for projecting that false belief onto me, and I forgive myself for any percentage of that that I was willing to take on board. I forgive myself for any moment of doubt that I allowed to land and distract me from my truth, my passion, my vision, my choice that says, you know what, never mind what the masses are saying. Never mind the false beliefs and the fear consciousness that's being projected onto me. That was your challenge, Bruno. And you know what you can do? You can thank them for the gift.
That's right.
Because they gave you a hurdle to jump over.
Yeah.
They said to you,
that's a good way to look at it.
All right? They gave you a hurdle to jump over, and you did it. You did it. And I bet you that that even put a little bit of more impetus within you to give you a bit of that resistance to build that critical tension. If somebody said, oh, no, you'll never succeed at that, then some part of you would have gone, baloney, yeah. I'll show you. Oh, yeah? Watch
right.
me, right?
And that's, so, true. And that's true.
Okay, so feel that within yourself and know that without that challenge, without that dare, you wouldn't have had as much energy to get off that launching pad. So you can go back to them and bless them and say, thank you for fueling my fire,
that's right,
and helping me launch this rocket ship of desire that is now manifesting into the life of my dreams.
Yeah.
Bless them.
Powerful.
That is amazing. That is amazing advice. Wow. I never thought of it in a way where I would forgive them.
Yeah. Not only that, you can thank yourself for manifesting them into your life and drawing those words into your world to challenge you, to help you solidify your oppositional desire that says, I don't want to believe that. I don't choose to live that life. My choice is for success. I can have the life of my dreams. But the challenge helped you fire it up more. So thank yourself for manifesting them and the challenge in your own life, and then bless them for being that which you wanted and needed.
That's fantastic. Great. Well, hey, I really appreciate everything that you two do and what the whole show does. It really changes people's lives, as it changed my life today.
Wow.
Awesome.
Thank you, Bruno.
I appreciate that.
Thanks for joining us. So, listeners, it is time to sign off again for this week. We so love you and send the loving connection of this community spans over 90 countries. You are not alone. You are connected with souls who are in oneness with you at all times, and we have divine source supporting us, and every good thing is coming to us every moment if we just open to receive. So we send you blessings. If you want support with your own forgiveness, remember that's 980-202-1055 for facilitation. We'll help you move through the challenges. And until next week, walk sacred. If you would like to make a donation to help keep the Dr. Leslie Show on the air, we receive your help with humility and deepest gratitude. Thank you for giving. Your giving opens you to richly receive into your life. If you'd like to advertise or donate to help this show, check out our website, bridgeholistichealing.com. That's bridgeholistichhealing.com. Or for more info, call me on 980-202-1055. That's 980-202-1055. Brothers and sisters, remember, you are loved. All is well, and you are never alone. See you next week on the Dr. Leslie Show.